Uki Spooky Session. This is your reading for Wednesday, April 3rd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. Today, I'm using Tarot of the Divine. All right, so our theme card today is the Moon. Overall themes here are uncertainty, intuition, subconscious. The tool card is the inverted Seven of Swords, truth revealing and confession. It's typically not from a good thing. The obstacle card is death, transformation, transition, and letting go. The underscore, Page of Swords, the message here is that subtle changes are what is needed to maximize the best outcomes and keep these changes kind of to ourselves for a little bit. The sixth instinct today is physical empath. I think a simple way to put it is sympathy pain. And the moon is a waning crescent, as it will be for the rest of the week. The theme here or message here is to pull away from the hustle and bustle and start thinking, planning for the next moon cycle. All right, let's put the whole thing together here. So it's a decent theme card that we got today. So, I mean, I think that our bad streak is kind of broken. We'll see. You can decide how you feel about it at the end. But the theme card, the moon, is a symbol of feeling uncertain and apprehensive, but still curious and wanting to find out more. So the tool for exploring these sorts of mysteries is a bit of an odd one, because the card itself offers a few interpretations. Overt interpretations, I should say. First, it could mean that surreptitious methods that are being employed by us are not working and need to be left behind. Secondly, there may be someone in our immediate circle that has a secret that they're really needing to get out, and it's something that we're not gonna like. But the implication of that revealing, that secret being revealed, is to try and let it be as best as you can, water under the bridge. But so in the tool position, my thinking is that it's a sign of our own sneakiness being a problem here. The moon, one of the implications of the moon card is that its light will bring these methods out of the darkness. So ideally, we would take this as a sign to get back on the straight and narrow as we venture into the unknown that's presented by the card. As for the obstacle, it's a really powerful one. No, you're not dying. The death card symbolizes transformation and new beginnings. For our newly improved self to come into the world, our deceitful and underhanded self must figuratively die. The card implies that another implication of it is that there's an unhealthy attachment to something or someone that we have, and that is acting as an anchor that needs to be cut away for us to move forward. So in the context of the reading, I think that the unhealthy attachment is the relative ease and easy gains that we get from underhanded dealings. Our obstacle yesterday was the embodiment of stubbornness and pride that prevents us from admitting we're wrong and accepting help. I think today is a bit of a continuation of the overall message of needing to let go of unhealthy emotions and the attachments that they have built to whatever it is that isn't truly valuable to us and isn't serving to us maximizing our potential. So the underscore today is that of how we should proceed, which is make our changes more quietly and let the results speak for themselves. I'm not being sneaky or deceitful or surreptitious, but doing instead of talking. The idea is that rather than being congratulated for what we say we're going to do, we get our gratification from the outcome, which will be maximized since there aren't any outside distractions. So the moon phase is a similar suggestion, which is to pull away from the daily grind and think on our next moves. And at the sixth instinct, it's a little bit difficult to fit into the overall context of the reading. So I'm going to take it to mean that being around other people, we can sort of feel the difficulties, the physical discomforts that difficult emotions present, and that should help us contextualize our own difficulties and the consequences of underhanded dealing, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I really tried with that one, but that one didn't quite work out. It's a new thing. The sixth instinct is a new thing, so I'm really trying to work these in as best I can. So the stone today is an amethyst. The best uses for this are personal growth and self-understanding. So given the theme card that we got today, I think it's a good way, it's a good talisman to carry as we navigate uncertainty. I think the best way to navigate uncertainty is self-assurance. And if this is going to help you have a stronger sense of that, then more power to you. But that's just my two cents. So I don't know. That's kind of why you're here, though, right? For my two cents on stuff. Oh, what other shit. Questions, comments, concerns about the reading, 833 Lux Pods. Call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you leave a if you call the voicemail, I can cut your audio in. Or, you know, if you want to text, that's fine too. Another option, if you want a personal reading, is to go to the website, lvxmedia.net/spooky. You don't have to type in the spooky part. The spooky button's right there on the front page. But either way, if you go there, there's a form you can fill out that'll just give me as much information as you can, and I will do my best to get a reading done for you as quickly as I can. Something that's important to mention here is the social media handles. LVX Media Net, anywhere and everywhere. If you can't find it, we're not on it. But it's important for me to mention that if you're going to contact me there for something about about a reading, like, that is not a private message, okay? I'm not the only one that has access to that. I do a lot of other shows, as you may or may not know, and there are a lot of other people who have access to that account, so just keep that in mind. It's a business account, not a personal one. If you want to reach me directly, I gave you the number, and also the form on the website goes directly to me, so keep that in mind. I don't know what your feelings or thinkings are, what it is that you're trying to find out, or what the circumstances are, but I don't know. Remember the tool card today, which is, you know, underhanded dealings or sneakiness is not a good idea. So yeah, if you wouldn't feel too comfortable with it in a DM that could be seen, not necessarily a guarantee that it will, but it might. If that's uncomfortable for you, then I don't know. Do you really want to tell me? I don't know. I'm just riffing at this point, but that's gonna do it for today. Man, I'm getting new stuff in for the new talismans fucking tokens, totems, other things to go on the other offerings. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Patreon, LVX Media Net, look us up there. If you sign up for the Ooky Spooky tier, you can get, at the end of the week, I publish a video of how I put all of this together. So you'll see how I got the physical empath card and how, like, it's kind of didn't fit, but you'll see how I got it, and you'll see how I'd get all of these. So I think it's pretty fun. It's also me just kind of ranting and raving to myself as I do it, listening to some good music. I think it's good anyway, but there you go. If you want to check that out, would be much appreciated. That's it. I will see you tomorrow. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.